Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Go, here she comes. Wait a minute. Here they come instead of she. Here they come to save the day. Another hour of conversation. Can you believe it? Jennifer Horn is here. And Victoria Keelan is here. Wow. Jay has a bout with that. She has really bad fibromyalgia. And to the point where she almost can't move. Oof. So there we go. That's the roundup according to Hoyle. I'm Doug Steffen. Phil McGeehan is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Monday, October 18th is upon us, so we're more than halfway through this month. Beautiful, big, full, well, not quite full. Ladies, you probably have seen, because it's been clear pretty much across the country.
Saw it last night, yeah. I thought it was full, but then I looked really closely, and you can see it's not just quite there yet, but
no,
it was beautiful.
Not quite. Yep, and it is usually the harvest moon, usually pretty big. But somebody last week, I don't know how it started. Last month, the people that are supposedly meteorologically based, not astrologically based, just kept saying, oh, this is the harvest moon.
I don't remember them being like red moon, blood moon, pink moon. Like it seems, I don't know if I just missed something for all the years of my life, but that seems to be rather new to give the names, right?
I think the only one that really has a song named after it is Shine On.
Blue Moon.
Shine on, Harvest Moon.
Well, Harvest Moon, Neil Young's
Blue
Harvest Moon.
Blue Moon, you saw me standing alone. Anybody else want to sing? No.
No, okay. No, but I know what you're talking about.
That's good for you. Thank you very much and congratulations. So, COVID-19 is the leading cause of death for police officers, even though members of law enforcement are among the first to be eligible to get the shots. 476 police officers around the country have died since this all started, compared to 93 deaths as a result of gunfire. Huh. That's pretty, well, the stat is bad on both sides, but that is the stat. Now, so the reason why is this the case? A lot of officers seem to be refusing to take the shot and ignoring a lot of mandates. Here in Massachusetts, a number of police officers have been fired because they wouldn't get the shot. What is it like in California, Jennifer, and down in New Hampshire? New Hampshire, good dog. Why did I say New Hampshire?
New Jersey.
New Jersey.
That's where Victoria.
Yes.
Another new.
No, that's new. Yeah, right.
In California, you've got a lot of people who are ready to walk off the job. And the L.A. Sheriff, we have both the LAPD and the L.A. Sheriff's Department where I live. And the L.A. Sheriff's Department said, I can't afford to lose 10% of my workforce. So I'm not going to be implementing, or I'm not going to be enforcing, probably better because they're implemented by the state. But I'm not going to be enforcing the vaccine mandate because he said, I just can't lose all of those officers.
Mm-hmm.
So
what
LAPD's
penalty
different.
Will he pay?
I don't know. He's an elected position, so I guess maybe that's, you know, that's...
Well, I mean, if they say no to it, then what's the other side? Is there a court case? Here,
well,
I know
the question of this has always been, how do you enforce?
Yeah.
You know, Biden wants to use OSHA to enforce on companies over 100. There's real questions about whether or not that's even enforceable.
Well, that's
there are people,
thing.
The city council with all of the mandates saying you can't use certain services without the vaccine. A couple of the dissenters said, how are we going to enforce this? Most people don't know how it's going to be enforced.
This thing goes back to September 9th, what Jenna was talking about, the Biden vaccine mandate, but there are a lot of challenges legally and otherwise, as you just described. Just people say, no, we're not going to do it. Chicago Police Union threatened to file a restraining order to stop the city and the mandate there, and that rolls into the feds. So what's the big picture here? It looks like 245 members of law enforcement died from COVID last year. And 231 have died this year. 2,600 members of the L.A. Police Department say they intend to get a religious exemption. So they've gotten religion all of a sudden, really. So are all the churches filling up?
Yeah, right.
Police officers?
Well,
yeah.
I mean, I think legitimately some of them had it, but they're looking at that as the only way to get out of having to be forced in, which is another bad place to be put in. You know, you have to lie or come up with a story if you don't want the mandate. And for a lot of people who are in contract positions, it's a little different, but like the argument that's being made by American Airlines and their pilots union is that you're changing the requirements for employment in the middle of a contract cycle. A lot of people say that that's not allowable
legal
either. Right?
No, they'll sue if it gets to that point. So there are two sides of the coin here, and they're both very divisive. And for me, over the weekend, I was thinking about this. I was up my tractor mowing some hay and by myself, which is where I do my best thinking. Some of the best stuff for this program comes from me being out in my tractor and thinking about, okay, well, what about this side and what about that side? And then I came to the conclusion that there are too many sides to this and so many other issues. We're in danger, in my estimation, of being totally broken. The country is really divided, really angry about stuff. I had some, over the weekend, I also went to the Western Mass location that I do business with, and I was driving out to Western Mass yesterday morning, and there was a four-car crash that slowed down the highway. And every single time in the last month I've been on the Mass Turnpike, headed in either direction, there's been a wreck. And it usually involves four, it doesn't involve trucks or people who are professionals. It involves young people driving too fast in cars that have really no protection because they're so small, they're so light. So they, in going too fast, you can hydroplane through water. If it's windy like it was here over the weekend, the car gets blown in one direction or another and you go into another car. There was this yesterday morning, I saw a four-car pileup, and the cars were all over the road, and the cars were broken, the pieces were all over the road, and the people were standing up on the guardrail, not on the right-hand side of the road, but they were in the center lane, clueless. They were walking around. The police had just gotten there. The traffic was backed up for 5 miles, wasted 50 minutes of my life and thousands of other people in cars and trucks. And then I think to myself, how are these people held accountable? It isn't just that they wreck their cars or they're in danger physically of hurting themselves and hurting others. But what about all the thousands and thousands of people that sit in those lines? What about the companies that are paying the drivers by the hour? What about your life? I think in those circumstances that there should be penalties, some kind of civil penalty. Not that they're ever going to find the people who are driving the cars that and trucks that go by the accident, but somehow or other there has to be more accountability so that these people think through what it is that happens if they get into an accident. Never mind to themselves, but to all the other people who are affected by it. It is grossly negligent and grossly unfair to try, and then coming back the other way, same thing. Same thing. And it happens almost every day. As I looked at yesterday, I looked at the stats for wrecks on the high. And I wonder if it's the same in New Jersey and California and every place else that folks are listening around the country. These huge traffic accidents on these super highways and the people who are causing them 9 times out of 10 are younger than 25 and more women than men. So, yeah, it boggles my mind.
Wait, is that a statistic? Because men cause more car accidents than women.
It's an observation on the highway of the wrecks that I saw yesterday in the last week or so. I've seen more women involved than are men. It is not a statistic. It is my feeling.
Because the insurance rate for women is much lower than men.
Yeah, because of that statistic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, but that's a minor part of this story. What do we do, and how do we fix this? I'm looking at it. As I said, I was thinking about some other things, how divided we are. But the responsibility factor for people getting sort of wrapped around all of our heads. Why is it that we are that we put up with this? I guess that's the question. I don't know what to do. I avoid these highways where I can, and I'm trying to. as bad as the traffic is in Los Angeles and in California, I don't remember seeing as many. I mean, there's always a wreck. So maybe you just get used to it.
You're just not into it as much. I mean, every night driving home, there's always something. But you know what? No one wants. I mean, I always look at that and go, thank God that's not me. Even though my day is slowed down by 20 minutes, thank God it's not me. Because when it is you, you'd like people to extend you that same kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, I know it's a pain, but you've had things with your farm equipment when you're hauling stuff where you get into trouble. And don't you want people who are empathetic to you when they're driving by you at that point?
How do you mean getting into trouble? You mean when people try to pass me and run me off the road?
No, but you've had trouble with, like, farm equipment, or you've had stuff where you've stalled out and you've had the cops come to help you out. I mean, it's, you know, it's
but I don't plug up the road. There's a difference. It isn't like I'm keeping traffic from going around me. And that's an interesting story because I was moving some equipment on Saturday.
Uh-oh, must have happened this weekend.
I was driving, you know, you only can go 20 miles an hour at best on a tractor on a road. And I'm moving, I had about a mile and a half, 2 miles to go on a couple of different roads. And these kids went by me and they made fun of me because, look at that old man on the tractor. That's something to be laughed at.
How did they make fun of you?
They open the window and say, old man, what are you doing on that tractor? You know, that kind of stuff. And then another car went by and the kids put their
finger. Were you in like an old-timey movie or something?
Yeah, right. Old-timer. Yeah. And then
mean like an old-time movie kind of. Like,
well, then,
the young kids went by after they were hitting mailboxes at the
And then did you raise your fist and shake it? You little whippersnappers?
Nope, I didn't. I waved at him. I just waved at him. Yeah,
I would have flipped him off. Why not?
I don't do that. Nah, it's not worth it.
I don't do it much either, but it would have been fun in those circumstances.
But they were flipping me off.
I think they would have liked it.
Meanwhile, we have a new pony and a new donkey, a mini donkey and a pony that we saved over the weekend. They have been together for 22 years.
Oh, that's sweet.
And we got to get some pictures of them, so we'll post them on. They are just the most
wonderful.
Wait,
how can a pony be anywhere for 22 years?
Ponies live to like 30, 35.
They'll live to be 38, 40. Yeah,
no, a pony.
It's a little pony and a little jack, a little kind of.
I thought a pony was a baby horse.
No, a pony is a separate. They're bred to be small.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
That's fun.
And
look
they were just—they're the friendliest, most loyal. You know, we have a sanctuary and we save animals, and this is the first time we've saved animals like this. They are just—and everybody went to look at them. They're just—it's really swell. 18 after the hour, Monday on the DJV Show.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
So as you guys know, Mark's gone.
The float artist at Fred's Floral just took off days before the parade. They need a replacement before business passes them by.
Oh, and who am I going to get to finish the float?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Time to engage your mind in that which is trending, sort of gossipy, entertaining stuff. The trending list, which includes a big announcement from Jimmy Allen and his wife Alexis. So see if he can put down the guitar and stop dancing for a minute to tell us about that story right after this.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
Okay, so ladies, you follow Dancing with the Stars. Jimmy Allen apparently doing okay there.
Yeah.
He and his wife, I don't know who Alexis Gale is. Perhaps you can, what's her story? Is she
I don't know. It's his wife. I have no idea.
That's it, right?
Yeah. Okay. He's a country singer. Yep, it's just about Jimmy. So he's a country singer, and he's doing very well right now on Dancing with the Stars. I've heard of Jimmy Allen, but Darius Rucker are pretty much like the two most prominent black country singers, and so I think that people kind of know him for that. And as country music has sort of become more inclusive, and Darius Rucker's talked about that in the last couple of years. So he's doing really well, and I think he's becoming a household name from Dancing with the Stars, which has, you know, a really big audience. And he's just a really sweet, sweet guy. And so his wife has been pregnant while he's been dancing, and any day now, we were waiting for the baby to pop out any day, and so the baby did. And so now they've got
It was a baby girl named Zara James, and she was born in Nashville, where they live, on Saturday. And so he, you know, added on Twitter that his wife Alexis is a champion, and I love you, and so thankful for you. And his family's been in the audience there. His dad especially has been there for all of his dances on the show. So it's been a really cute family affair.
So let me ask you something about the fate of Dancing with the Stars since Bergeron has been off of it. Are the ratings better, the same, not as good? Anybody been tracking
I
that?
I don't know if the rating how the ratings know. Are, but I as someone who's watched, this is Tyra's second season. She is much, much better this season. She has settled into
She's
the
settling
role.
In, yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, I liked it when she did one season hosting America's Got Talent. But when Nick Cannon left, and I thought she did a great job on that show. So she has it in her. She just, I think everyone was kind of like a little shocked when Tom Bergeron left. And, you know,
well,
would
I think
it be
a good host doesn't make it about them. And I feel like
right,
Tyra,
right.
The first season, it was like
oh,
the
yeah.
outfit changes and the yeah. sizing, and it became a lot about her and not the dancers. But I think she's more focused on the teams and stuff this year, right?
There have been
yeah.
a number of interviews I've watched as people asking Bergeron, what is he going to do? He's from my neck of the woods here, and he has a home here still, but still in Los Angeles. He's doing some things.
There's a new game show that's
interviewed.
Coming out
yeah.
that he's going to be hosting.
Yeah.
But there's also this business about how he really was ingrained or not in the job and him not getting along with the people that produced the program for
well,
a number of years.
Well, it came down to Sean Spicer. That was
yeah,
the
right. Yes, that was your. That's
that was
very
the big one.
True. That's
yep.
what he said. Yep. Yeah. So anyway, it's nice that people are enjoying themselves. That's what we ought to do more of, enjoying ourselves. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. The BMW Group is stepping up its expansion of electromobility and will release about 10 million fully electric vehicles on the road over the next 10 years or so, increasing the need for lithium battery cells. BMW Group will invest in a process developed by U.S. startup Iliac Solutions that has developed ion exchange technology that reduces the cost of extracting lithium from brine resources. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels, they have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the, I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to
65%. You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Nothing is more frustrating than lawmakers making rules for Americans and then not following the same rules themselves. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden were caught violating Washington, D.C.'s indoor mask mandate by walking through a high-end Georgetown restaurant without masks on Saturday. Washington, D.C.'s Democratic Mayor Muriel Bowser reinstated an indoor mask mandate in July amid the surge of the Delta variant. The Bidens also violated the high-end restaurant's mask policy. One of Haiti's most powerful gangs is believed to be behind the kidnapping of 17 American and Canadian missionaries. Authorities believe the 400 Maozo gang abducted the group, which included 16 Americans and one Canadian, after the missionaries visited an orphanage on Saturday, northeast of the Haitian capital, Port-au-Prince. Kidnapping for ransom money is the gang's trademark. USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
As inflation is skyrocketing under the Biden administration when compared to the Trump administration, Republican Senator Roger Marshall from Kansas told Newsmax that the failed policies of President Biden have led to Bidenflation, consisting of shortages and rapidly rising prices.
I call it Bidenflation. Our input costs are going up astronomically in agriculture. So the cost of our fertilizer, our seeds, all those types of things. But let's talk specifically about meat. I think that's where most of your listeners are having the biggest inflation, Bidenflation, as I call it. It's because of the worker shortage. So the packing plant's ability to process the meat and get it to market has been shrunk. And then additionally, then transporting it, like you're showing here, there's been a shortage of truck drivers before the pandemic. And then Joe Biden was paying people more to stay at home than to go to work. And now he's going to throw a vaccine mandate on top of that, and we're going to end up with a huge labor shortage leading to more bottlenecks and more inflation.
Senator Marshall says we can expect inflation to be around for a while.
And it's basically like a dog chasing its tail. You have wages go up. And then the price of goods go up, the cost of living goes up, and then the union starts striking because their wages aren't keeping up with the inflation. We are getting ready to see a huge fire of inflation, Bidenflation, another crisis created by Joe Biden.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Monday continues here on the DJV program. Doug Steff and Jennifer Owen, Victoria Keenan, Jay's out today. The power of staying positive on my mind at the moment. Positive thinking, what it does, if you really understand how studies have been done about your brain and brains that are similar. We're all, I mean, there's a difference between all of us for sure, but yet there's a similarity. And it's a proven fact that positive thinking dramatically increases your chances of success no matter what you're doing. The things that go on in your personal life, things go on in your business life, just life in general. It's not just random, the stuff that enters your mind. You ever think about it? Do you ever stop thinking about what you're thinking about and think about how it is that you think and why you think? And to go back to something that I said in the last half hour, about how divided we are, why are we allowing that sort of thing to shape our lives? Because it does with so many people. The fact that you're not successful perhaps has to do with your attitude. You think about that? Or are we so blind sometimes that we don't see how happiness fits into the success of people. And now you can ask yourself, which comes first, the chicken or the egg? Am I unhappy and therefore I'm not doing well? Or am I not thinking well and therefore I'm unhappy? And then where does it start, ladies? Positive thinking starts where within, and we all are guilty of it, certainly, one way or another. Looking around, there are more stories.
You know what helps me? You know what? I'll give you a little piece of advice, because I think positive thinking matters. And this is what I always think. When you are thinking about yourself, I don't know, maybe, and this is for people who are harder on themselves. There are not people who are harder on themselves, by the way. There are people who are much harder on other people than they are on themselves, and I think that's a whole other class of people. But, like, yes. I tend to be much harder on myself than I am on other people.
You do.
So,
I agree with
that. And I go through and think about everything I've ever said in life and go, oh, my God, and it's ridiculous. And people that would meet me would not know that until they get to know me. Mm-hmm. However, I always remind myself, what would you say to, you know, what would you say to your friend if this situation happened? And a lot of times the advice is a lot different than what I would say to myself. So you have to follow your advice for what you would say to other people, right? Because you allow a lot of grace and empathy, I think, to other people more than you allow for yourself. So mm-hmm. give the advice that you would give to someone else to yourself, and it makes a big difference.
Yeah, if you can think about it that way. What about you, Victoria?
You just have to time it out and take the time to think of it that way. Otherwise, you can drive yourself nuts.
Yeah.
I think that's really good advice, Jen. I don't know that I've ever thought of it that way, but I think that's really helpful.
Hmm. Well, if you think about it, it's within your power to become happy, your power, you make yourself successful or not, you make up your mind to be. And I've said that you've heard me grouse about not being a member of the broadcasting club, but here I am. There are a lot of people who were members of the club who are no longer doing what they love doing, and here I am with you doing what I love doing.
Who's so, the one who made that famous phrase, I don't want to be a member of a club that would have me?
Have me?
Right. I think that we all should just, I like being in the club, you know, in our own club.
Yeah.
We are in our own club, and it is
we
way
have
better.
Our own club. Yes,
way
we do.
Way better.
Yeah. All right. So the, let's spend a few more minutes if we can, ladies, on the latest COVID stuff, the vaccine things. I see that J&J recipients are going to be able to mix and match. Remember the doctors at the beginning were taking the advice of the FDA and the CDC, oh, we can't mix them. Now we can.
Well, you're not supposed to mix between Pfizer and Moderna because they're both mRNA vaccines. Mm. But with Johnson & Johnson, we talked about this a couple months ago. There are doctors in New York. There was a joint study between like Cornell and NYU, and all the doctors who were participating in that said that J&J plus one dose of Pfizer or Moderna would be the equivalent of having two of Moderna or two of Pfizer.
Right.
And so Fauci this weekend was asked about that, and he said from the beginning J&J should have been a two dose vaccine. And so that's one problem that, you know.
So what happened to that learning. Information? Why did that not, if he's the boss, why did that not occur?
Well, he's not the boss in that sense, because the CDC is really, he's the NIH. So mm-hmm. the CDC, really, they're the ones who are making these decisions and recommendations. So, yeah, I think that J&J should have been a two-dose. I know a lot of people, pretty much everyone in New York City got J&J. And they had, because it's easy to get everybody one shot, and you don't have to do a follow-up appointment. It was very convenient. But then it also left people in a lurch. You know, my sister-in-law got J&J, and she's just been sitting around, you know, wondering, okay, what am I supposed to do? Everybody else is already starting with their Pfizer boosters, and J&J people are just kind of left in the dark. So, yeah, it looks like, and obviously J&J say, oh, no, just get a second shot from us because they want to make the money. But
right.
The truth is you're going to get a better result if you do a mix. So
mm-hmm. yeah.
We'll see.
All right. So meanwhile, there are, if you look at the various industries, we were talking about some of the industries in the last half hour that are affected by this. The backlash was brief at certain hospitals. For example, there's a hospital in Texas. There are 150 people that were fired there. They have about 1,500 employees. But the idea that you are required to get your vaccine, the thing that sort of grabbed me about this, there have been generally labor shortages that are taking place because of this. But the hospitals that I'm looking at here suggest, and this is something that's in today's Washington Post about Houston Methodist Hospital, one of the first to require workers to get their vaccination. There were legal battles. There was some protesting. The president said, nope, have no regrets. 98% of the staff was vaccinated, and they say that their patients are safer. So this flies in the face of what's going on in Texas, though, because a lot of people in Texas are not going in this direction. What'd you say, Victoria?
Well, the mandates for federal employees or hospital employees, I mean, it's working. You know, there are a lot of people who had no real reason, like honestly, no reason whatsoever not to get the vaccine, except they just didn't want to be told that they needed to get it. And so in order to keep their jobs, a lot of those people are like, and my husband's best friend is one of them. He's a court officer and in the state of New York, and all the court, and you know, all the federal or the state employees had to get vaccinated. He had no valid reason not to get the vaccine until 2 weeks ago. But, you know, now he's like, well, I want to keep my job. I want to keep my pension. And people are going on vacation now,
but
now that Europe has opened up. People are going on vacation. They're like, oh, another extended family member was basically like saying, oh, well, I want to have another baby, so I don't want to get the vaccine. Well, they're in Italy right now on a luxurious vacation, so they both got vaccinated. So clearly fertility was not really the issue. It's just, I don't know.
But I just feel bad for the people that are being made to choose between whether or not to keep their job or get vaccinated. It's unusual. It's unlike anything that's being asked of people in the past. And whether it has nothing to do with
the world here, the whole
COVID thing. Well, it has nothing to do. Yeah, but it has nothing to do with the vaccine or whether it's effective or not. It just, the fact that people go, I have to keep my pension, I'm being forced into taking a vaccine. There was an ESPN reporter who walked off the job this weekend because of it. Hospitals in California, you know what I think the biggest surprise is that most people in California just expected compliance. There's a huge number of people. In fact, today, a ton of kids are being pulled out of schools across California in protest against the mandates that are coming for the kids, that are coming for the teachers.
How does that help them? Is that,
yeah, how does that help
shows,
kid?
Well, it shows how powerful it is not to want it, and the power
yeah.
of the parents.
But
all
what
the other
guess
what's going to happen?
If the kids vaccine, already have a million other vaccines, what's the why
yeah,
is it this vaccine?
Because this
it's,
one is
it's
not
so political.
Because the testing on it for kids has only been done. I mean, it's relatively new. That's what a lot of my parents and, by the way, people of birthing age tell me. I had a conversation with someone. She's like, I'm scared to death. We've been trying for a couple
why?
Of years
what
to get
pregnant. What information do they have that makes them? That's the question.
The
Where
same
do they get
information,
their information
that you have. It's just you're accepting it to be truth, and they're saying this is really new. And just because you feel one way doesn't mean that, you know, you're right and they're wrong or that
no,
they're
I'm not
right
suggesting
and you're wrong.
It
it's
does.
Just how people feel.
It's right
feel.
For me. I like to think that we all need to make our own decision, and what is right for us individually is what ought to be what guides
you,
not some government.
You go back and forth on that. If you're,
no, I don't.
What's right
I've been
for you
very
individually.
Consistent. I think it's a very important thing for people to get it. I don't think they should have a gun to their head. I think they ought to be smart enough to figure it out and understand what the real info is versus the crap that comes from some of these anti.
A gun to your head is when you say
absolutely
you might be 2 years
yep.
away from losing your pension unless
yep.
you get this.
I don't, I'm
that's
with you
a gun
on that.
To your head.
I don't think that they should be mandates. I think there should be education. We are so stupid in this country about so many things, and I know that sounds like a pejorative, but there may be a better way of putting it, because stupid is really an angry word. The dumbing down of America includes, and has been going on for a couple of decades, at least 25, maybe longer, 30 years. I saw it sort of creeping in when I was teaching school in the 60s and 70s, how certain kids were just, well, let them go through because we don't want to keep any kids back, even though the kids didn't know anything and should have been reacquainted with some of the things they needed to learn in the 7th and 8th grade. No, we got to move everybody along. So they then make sure that they are going to, in an attitudinal way, not understand what real success is. And speaking of that, Japan has become sort of a stunning and maybe a mysterious success story here. The new cases have plummeted in Tokyo especially. This is a very, have you ever been to Tokyo or seen or know anybody who's been there? This is, everybody lives on top of everybody else. Japan's a small island. There are way too many people that live there, especially in the cities, and most of the island is a city. They don't grow their own food there. They have to import it. So people live on top of themselves, literally and figuratively. And so with that, under the circumstances, to have this few cases now, they're at an 11-month low. The bars are packed. The trains are packed. And yet everybody's pretty happy about the fact that they are not like places in Europe and elsewhere.
Yeah, because
they have,
don't they have like a super high vaccination rate?
90-some percent.
Well, there you go. New Jersey just hit 75% over the weekend, and our cases are dropping. There are still breakthrough cases.
90% of the people there have had a one shot. Nearly 70% is fully vaccinated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, look, the vaccine works, and it gets you back to real life. You know,
so
that's kind of
while we're talking
line.
About moving around, is this the story about the woman in, was it Philadelphia? I think it was Philadelphia. Got raped on the plane, on the train, and nobody did anything?
Jesus, no.
Ugh. On a plane?
No, a train.
So nobody helped her? Oh, on a train.
No,
and no
people
one
watched.
Still the same things.
People watched? What?
People watched. Look it up, the SEPTA train.
Ugh, I don't really want to. Ugh.
And where is that?
Philadelphia.
That's the Philadelphia local transit.
Yeah.
That's like the New Jersey transit SEPTA. It's
right.
Yeah.
Ugh. All right.
Wow. Thanks a lot.
Well, I think I see these sorts of things. We become so divorced from reality. We become so, I don't know, whether it's immune or we just don't want to be involved with things around. Can you imagine a carload of people watching this? And nobody, the train had a police officer.
I just don't know
officer.
How people can live with themselves. I just don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how that can happen.
Right. That's the thing. It's what people are allowing to happen around themselves for, and how did we, where did the divide, that's sometimes what I think about. You know, in terms of education or in terms of personal responsibility, all that stuff. When did it change? And that's why I said what I did about how things began to change when I was teaching school, probably 35, 40 years ago. That's when it, I think that's when it really started to change. 47 past the hour on the DJV program.
Can I get a weight reading on the cat in exam 3?
Zuri needs a new vet tech after their current one literally moved to a farm. But finding an ideal replacement takes some training.
This is like herding cats.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, It was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Past the hour now on the DJV Monday program. Time for Victoria to queue up some of the tech stories that are important, including the staggering ubiquity of iPhones.
Yeah.
Wow. Big words.
Yeah. Well, this is a new study. It's good news for Apple, bad news for anybody who makes an Android, especially as it pertains to teenagers, because a whopping 87% of U.S. teenagers have an iPhone. And this is a new survey that was done by the investment bank Piper Sandler of 10,000 young people. And so, as we know, the economy has been and is continuing to go mobile as the next generation of consumers shop for clothes and watches and TVs and things like that. And and even dating life is all mobile. And so this study actually looked into a lot of the habits of teenager, of U.S. teens. And not only are today's teens more tech-forward, as would be expected, but their priorities and spending habits also deviate from their millennial predecessors. So their likes and dislikes actually tell people and tell trend forecasters, tells them, you know, what to look for in the future. So here's the deal. So teenagers, U.S. teens right now, Gen Z, care very much about sustainability. This is something that is really important to them. 51% of the teens surveyed out of 10,000 have purchased secondhand items, and 62% have sold things on their own. And so ThredUp and thrift stores and the RealReal and all of those, you know, those resale outlets are very popular with Gen Z. 14% of teens consume plant-based meat. So as we've been talking about, you know, here, like Impossible Foods and Beyond Meat, those are the two biggest companies. So 14% of teens are already into the no-meat thing. They spend money on clothing. 22% spends money on clothing, which actually has eclipsed spending on food. And which is, that's usually the category that kids spend the most money on is usually food, but now it's actually clothing. And the share of young people who wear makeup every day is on the rise. 22% from last fall, and now it's 33% wear makeup every day. And they watch TV and videos, as we can, you know, as we all do. The most popular social media apps among teens all lean towards video. So that's not great for podcasting, because podcasting has an older audience, and it's clearly not reaching younger kids. So 35% say Snapchat is their favorite app. 30% say TikTok, and 22% say Instagram. Clearly, Twitter and Facebook not really resonating with Gen Z. And they're bringing back some old styles, which is kind of interesting, too. Crocs are somehow now gaining popularity again. With teens. No, Crocs. Those horrible plastic shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So they're now gaining popularity again. And there's a whole new, basically they're saying that there's a whole new crop of how consumers raised on the internet and passionate about social justice, how they're shaping the economy. So these are interesting things to look out for in the future of Gen Z.
There you go. All right, TikTok, and what's going on with them after this?
The pandemic has caused a seismic shift in the way we all shop for goods and services, and this means businesses serving their customers in this changing world are having to adapt in order to survive. Joanna Milliken, Chief Executive of Emarsys, has this advice for American business owners and managers.
We at Emarsys have many tips for businesses to take advantage of this time of year and the opportunities that present themselves. As you have more customer traffic visiting your site and your stores than ever before, our customers, through a survey that we did in our Power to the Marketer campaign, 91% of them told us that they are really trying to get to understand their customer more. So what a perfect time of year to do that. With Black Friday and the holiday season coming up, make sure your welcome campaigns are refreshed. Make sure you've got every interaction is also a way to capture some first-party data and drive your customers to your loyalty program. I think is super important, because you'll be sending more campaigns and more messages than ever before, and Marsys will be here to support you.
All right, so Victoria, what's going on? What's new with TikTok?
Well, TikTok is, as we know in the story that we just talked about, that most teens rate TikTok as one of their, you know, top three social media apps. So older brands and trends and technologies are actually making a comeback to younger consumers, because it's all because of TikTok. And their algorithm makes it so easy for flashback items to resurface and then go viral. So Gen Z TikTok users have gone viral making fun of millennials, but Gen Z TikTok users are also fueling nostalgia from millennials' heydays, which is basically the early 2000s. And so we're talking about, in fashion, high-rise jeans have taken over fashion. Low-rise jeans and miniskirts from the early 2000s have now made a comeback on the runway. Legacy brands like The Gap and Abercrombie and Fitch, which were basically almost out of business, they are now back in a major way. They're seeing their sales soaring because of TikTok. Yeah. And vintage stores are going nuts right now in the 80s and 90s. People love it.
People go back to the store. That's a good sign.
Take
the starch out of Amazon a little bit. All right, 50.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.